Welcome back to Winning Your Relationship Game. This is chapter 19, titled Self-Compassion. You can't give others what you don't have. Taking care of yourself is priority number one. If you take care of yourself well enough, you can do anything. Someone who has plenty of personal resources pours them out on others, making the world a beautiful place. One pillar of successful relationships is compassion. There's been a lot of talk about having compassion for your partner, but do you have compassion for yourself? Martin Luther made the statement, "I have so much to do that I shall have to spend the first 3 hours of my day in prayer." One of the meanings of this quote is that when you're the busiest, you have to balance that with stillness and care for yourself. It means that at times when you think you can't possibly spare any of that precious time, that's when you need good self-care the most. Have you felt completely drained, felt angry, resentful, like the blood was being sucked out of you? Good sign that you're out of balance. I've been in that place and I'm now honored to practice balance. My life's work requires me to give to others, not to mention family and other interests. When I feel overwhelmed, I look at what I'm doing for self-care. I incorporate self-caring activities daily. If you're going to be all that you can be for others, there's no room for resentment or burnout. Self-care and compassion doesn't have to be expensive or completely time-consuming. One of my self-care rituals is to take a bathroom break in between patients. I wash my hands as a cleansing gesture. I don't want to carry the last patient's energy into the next session. Then I have a little jar of organic hand cream that's really thick and luxurious feeling. I rub it on my hands before I bring in my next patient. It's just a little act of service for myself. It makes me feel really special. It's me taking care of myself in one small, tiny way. You already practice noticing when your resources are low. Are you identifying when you're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, rushed, or distracted? Taking time to acknowledge and address what is draining you is an act of self-compassion. This book has stressed letting your partner know what your needs are. How can you do this without acknowledging them yourself? If you feel your partner doesn't take your needs seriously, I guarantee you're not taking your needs seriously. Having compassion for yourself means loving you. What was your love language? How do you speak that language to yourself? How can you fill your love tank more? If your language is quality time, when have you spent time quietly with yourself? If your language is acts of service, what was the last thing you did for yourself? If your language is gift-giving, have you given yourself anything lately? If your language is words of affirmation, are you calling yourself names in your head? If your language is physical touch, do you get massages and pedicures regularly? Speaking to yourself in your own love language will be an act of self-compassion. Everyone's different, so we have to have different ways to nurture ourselves. What comes up for you as a means of self-nurture? Some of the answers I've had include a pedicure, have a movie night with myself, buy and read a new book over a weekend, play golf, go to the beach, take a long shower. All of those are good. You think of something that sounds good or fun to you, even if it's something that seems impossible, like maybe taking a trip to Vegas. You're going to make a list of things that spark your interest, seem interesting, or calming, even if you feel it's impossible, like that trip to Vegas. I don't want you to focus on how it's going to happen. Just focus on the nurturing objective. Don't eliminate anything here because you don't know how it's going to happen. You're just dreaming here. If an impossible Vegas trip is on your list, what's something you could do to bring it closer? Maybe you could look at reviews of hotels. You could check for any interesting seasonal activities planned there. You could research plane tickets for the cheapest time of year to fly there. Pick something around that large nurturing objective that is doable for you right now. The idea is to have a little fun with yourself. So the recap. Number one, be continually mindful of balance in your life. Number two, find things that make you feel nurtured and loved. Number three, do something for yourself every day. Number four, Do more for yourself when your container is running dry. Practice. List out 50 things that seem self-nurturing for you. There's a worksheet included here in your package. So getting to 50 is usually a challenge, but it's enough to get you to think about it. Once you get that long list done, look at the ones that you think are impossible. Take those down and put them on the second page of the worksheet. Break them down into pieces that are possible. These aren't things you are necessarily going to do, but they're just part of the dream. Take the list of possible things and work towards doing something from that list every day. Give yourself a little star beside each self-care item you complete. If you get stuck, you can send me an email, of course, Allison@AllisonVelez.com.